Fort Bragg, surrounded by spectacular natural beauty of Redwood Forest and the rugged Mendocino Coast, is home to Living Light Culinary Art Institute, an internationally renowned prestigious education establishment dedicated to healthy gourmet raw food cuisine. Founder and director Sherry Surya is the school's source of inspiration and the acclaimed author of the Raw Food Revolution Diet. Sherry's expertise from teaching culinary arts for the past four decades has attracted students from 40 countries to Living Light, including professional chefs and instructors.
I was born and raised in Hawaii.
I'm from Australia.
And I'm from the San Francisco Bay Area.
I am from outside of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
But I'm from Australia.
My name is Sarah Finnerty, and I'm from Las Vegas, Nevada.
I am from Bogota, Colombia.
Today, Living Light encompasses four successful green businesses with almost 40 staff members. For our three-part special on vegetarianism, the noble way of living, Supreme Master Television visited to this unique culinary school to learn about its programs, culture, and the amazing stories of those who have been transformed on the raw food diet. Let's first find out from Sherry the meaning of Living Light.
I started Living Light 11 years ago after I had spoken with Victoris Kolvinskas, who is a mentor of mine. He tasted the food that I had made at a conference, and he said, "You really must start teaching chefs, because all the chefs at high-end restaurants all over the world should know how to make this food." Because before I started doing it, as far as I know, and certainly as far as he knew, there was nobody else making raw, vegan, gourmet food. So within a couple of weeks of this message that Victoris had given me, I decided that I would start a culinary school, that I would call it Living Light Culinary Arts Institute, thanks to Dr. Ann Wigmore saying that I would be a beacon of light. He and Dr. Ann Wigmore both really encouraged me to go out and teach others. Dr. Ann Wigmore said I would be a beacon of light for her teachings, and I didn't know at the time when she told me that if she told that to everyone or if she really saw something special in me. But she did say that, and so I started teaching vegetarian, raw vegetarian culinary arts immediately after that. And also the name Living Light made a lot of sense to me, because you're living light, you're living lighter off on the earth, lighter in your body, and the food that you're eating is filled with light, filled with the energy of the universe, and it has a spiritual quality to it.
Culinary classes here provide practical raw food skills to make healthy living delicious through comprehensive curriculum well-placed in an organized fashion. The student culinary studio is equipped with multiple cameras and closed-circuit television display to zoom in each demo step with detail. The classroom layout includes six student stations with convenient access to all sorts of high-powered tools, blenders, juicers, dehydrator, and spiral slicers. Students learn to sprout greens, create amazing textures similar to conventional foods, and make delicious desserts without the need of an oven.
I am very impressed with the organization they have in preparing these foods. Once you see the process, you start to understand how you can apply it at home and globally and simplify it for everyday use.
I came to Living Light to study because I have been eating raw for 2 years, and I needed variety and I needed skill. And just from this morning, I can already see how much I'm going to learn over these next 5 weeks. And the food is incredible. It's delicious and beautiful, and we'll see what happens. Here's to our health.
What we find is that people who go out there and know how to make these great foods are going to be asked to share that talent with others. Everybody wants to know how to make these great tasting foods. And so even if they don't want to become professional teachers, they learn how to teach at our school. So I usually recommend to people that they come for a minimum of a 21-day course, because it helps them to change their habits, and they also go away feeling really empowered by what they've learned and being able to share it with others. If people are interested in becoming professional chefs, they can go on. We have additional classes. We have a certification called Gourmet Raw Food Chef, and that includes recipe development courses, catering courses. We have pastry arts. We have holiday cuisine classes. So we have a lot of different classes, and we're adding more.
When we return after this brief message, we'll find out more about this world-class culinary institution and who is regarded as the mother of gourmet raw food cuisine. You're watching Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living on Supreme Master Television.
We're more the gourmet contingent because what we want to do is make food that's going to appeal to the general public, that we're going to take out into communities, that we're going to teach our families about.
Welcome back to Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living, here on Supreme Master Television. Before joining Living Light, Kristen Surratt was a natural food chef for about 25 years and a certified consultant traveling to health resorts in Asia, the Philippines, Hawaii, and Puerto Rico. Now as the director of public relations for the school, she reminisces on the evolution of the raw and living foods movement in the last 20 years.
There was hardly any books back then for raw foods. And now if you look down in our marketplace store, you can see dozens and probably hundreds of raw food books of all sorts, of all levels. They're just absolutely marvelous. It's blossoming in a way that you almost, it's exponential, definitely. Every year you see, you know, more and more on the internet, more and more books written, more and more people teaching. But there's really no other institute like ours. I mean, we do have the most professional institute for teaching gourmet raw foods in the world. We're very proud of it. The curriculum is constantly evolving. We're constantly striving for a standard of excellence. We are constantly changing our program in small ways to make it better for the students. We've added many more raw nutritional science classes so that people not only know how to make beautiful, delicious food, but they also know how to teach other people about the nutritional components of the food. Because as you know, one of the most famous questions that we get is, how do you get your protein? So we want to teach people all of the elements of raw food nutrition, as well as teaching them how to make beautiful food.
Many professional chefs come to learn a whole new world of food preparation and transition to new careers and lifestyles.
I'm here because I've heard this was the best place to learn how to prepare gourmet raw foods.
What I've enjoyed since I've been here is basically the attention to detail, the professionalism of Living Light.
I love the class so far, and what impressed me the most is how organized it is and how knowledgeable the instructors are and how lovingly they put forth the information.
At Living Light, we don't make judgments about what people are eating now. It's very important to us that we accept people where they are on their path. Many people come to our school, they eat meat, they eat dairy products, they drink coffee, but they know that they're going to feel better if they add more raw fruits and vegetables to their diet. And so that's where we come in. We teach them how to make it delicious. There's no question about it. Even the World Health Organization tells us that we need to add more plant-based foods to our diet. We need to have it for the phytonutrients and for the vitamins and the antioxidants and the minerals and all of that. There's also another aspect of that, and that is the vibrational quality of the foods, the spiritual quality of the foods. We find that when people stop eating the heavier foods, especially the animal flesh foods, that they just feel more connected in their own bodies. They feel more connected to the earth around them. They feel more connected to their spiritual selves. If you just add more fruits and vegetables to your diet, you'll find that you start to feel better almost immediately. Some of the benefits are you'll feel that you sleep better, you sleep less because you don't have this heavy digestive fire going on at night that's keeping you awake. You wake up feeling more rested. You feel more energetic throughout the day. You may find that your skin clears up, that you become clearer mentally, you feel more vitality. You may even find that you start to reverse aging. And I'm 62 years old. I have 3 black belts in karate. I still practice karate. I'm an avid martial artist. And I love life. I don't get tired in the middle of the day. I don't drag myself out of bed.
Sherry Soria is often regarded as the mother of gourmet raw food cuisine. She has trained some of the world's best raw food chefs, authors, and business owners at Living Light's state-of-the-art facility. Some of its stellar alumni include Roxanne Klein, Chad Sarno, Elena Love, and Sergey and Valya Butenko. Sherry and the Culinary Institute have been widely featured on numerous television shows and publications such as the San Francisco Chronicle, Sunset Magazine, Vegetarian Voice, Purely Delicious, Veg News Magazine, and WomansRadio.com. Supreme Master Television also had the opportunity to present a number of shows with Sherry, which have been well received by international viewers. It is hard to deny the opportunity to maximize our health physically and well-being while never feeling deprived of great-tasting food.
My mission really was to make healthy living delicious, was to create foods that anybody could enjoy, no matter what kinds of foods that they normally liked. So I focused on international foods, the most beautiful flavors of international foods that people like. All over the world in the most famous restaurants. I utilized all of the vegetable kingdom that I could, particularly using raw ingredients to create the flavor, texture, and appearance of cooked foods.
Indeed, Living Light has led the gourmet raw food movement into a flourishing mainstream business. When we return tomorrow for the second part on Living Light Culinary Arts Institute, we will explore the culture of student life at Fort Bragg, California, find out who Dan Latterman is, receive a tour of the Institute's other eco-friendly businesses, along with a behind-the-scenes view of the kitchen guided by Sherry Soria.
We knew that we needed something, some other ways to support our students, so we opened a cafe, because there are no other raw food restaurants around, and we opened a marketplace so they have one-stop shopping. And then we opened our inn about a year after we started the center here.
For more information on Living Light Culinary Arts Institute, please visit rawfoodchef.com. Thank you for joining us today on Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Between Master and Disciples. May your life be blessed with abundant health and inner peace.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/VEG.